Jeff Dedarian, News 8 in studio. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in.
Oh, no, absolutely. Thanks
You're
for
doing
having me back.
Some school bus story.
Yeah, so tonight at 6, we have a story that is going to look at these new AI cameras that have been outfitted in Bridgeport on about 270 buses.
Why AI?
Because I think they're trying to improve the technology, and basically these cameras now, they capture live and in real time. They GPS stamp the location. They GPS the street. They timestamp everything.
Oh, damn.
Wow. So it's really irrefutable now.
And this is not for on-the-bus activity.
No.
This is for the cars that don't stop
that don't
when
stop.
The lights
that
are
don't
flashing.
Stop. There are cameras inside the buses that capture the kids on the bus. These now are new cameras that they're trying to stop people. And the video we have, you know, in not to sound dramatic, but it is shocking. The video, especially from Bridgeport, where people just don't stop. There's little kids crossing the road, and people just go right by them.
Really?
Don't stop.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous. Ridiculous. I mean, it takes, how long does it take for a bus stop to stop?
Right.
A minute? Minute and a half? Yeah. I don't know. I treat it like an emergency vehicle. I don't know about you guys. If I see it, I'm so paranoid, I stop like a mile and a half before.
Right.
Just because it can be, you know, the kids get off the bus, they're excited, they run across the street, and it's a $250 fine now.
Is that how much it is?
It is. Yep. Yep.
Is that first, second, third?
No, first, whatever. First,
wow,
second,
first.
Third. Yeah,
okay.
First, every time. And
do you
so,
lose your license at some point?
No.
Not yet.
Not yet. So in October, they had 903 citations go out. And
wow.
Then there's a review period.
Someone listening must have gotten one.
Yes.
Can you call if you've ever gotten a ticket or a citation for like driving through the flashing lights of a school bus?
What did you do?
Wow.
And that's just in Bridgeport.
I did it once. I didn't get a citation.
Oh.
I got the bus driver's arm out the window.
Oh. Roadhog!
Right.
Dare you!
If I see you, I'm going to kill you.
I didn't mean to. I was.
Yeah.
I just wasn't paying attention.
Right.
And I look up, and I'm like, whoa.
Yep.
Whew. You know, the bus was just rolling to a stop.
Yeah.
And then turned his flashers on.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to keep going.
Besides, I was finishing my text.
Look at Jeff's like,
got you on tape.
I have a report
right,
in addition to my story.
I might have to roll on my phone right here. Maybe it's rolling now.
So in your report tonight at 6, do you have footage of this AI camera catching someone rolling the flashing
lights.
And then them being arrested or summoned or whatever?
Not with the citation, no, because what happens is, so you go through the school bus stop, it captures the video, and then that gets sent to this third-party company that's reviewing
Automatically sent.
Like the cameras.
So there's the video gets sent, there's an evidence package that gets generated, and then the good part about
this... evidence package!
Nice. Right.
And this is without a human doing anything.
Right.
Hold on. So... after that happens, they have not AI, not a computer, three humans review the video, which again captures your front license plate, your rear license plate, your car,
flashing lights,
everything. And it shoots out a beam. Think of a beam. It shoots out a beam. So it captures the street location, the time, the date, your plate, your car, everything. So then, but
damn.
Three humans
does it
then
get the
look
face
at
of
it.
The person driving?
No, it doesn't do that.
Okay.
It doesn't do that.
This person's sleeping.
And then after that, it gets sent to the municipality. Then somebody in the municipality has to review it.
Gotcha.
And then the ticket will formally be sent.
All right. So,
900 people, though, in 1 month, guys. Think about that.
Let's take Matt in Southbury. Hey, Matt.
Hey, how are you?
Hello.
Good.
Hey, no, I got pinched from one of those, but I can't even be sure it was me or one of the guys that works for us, because all it does is it takes a picture of your van and it says you went through a thing and shows you a video of your, or a picture. It sends you a picture of your truck and it doesn't show who's driving, but it still hits you because it's got your plate.
Yeah, because you got your name attached to it.
Right.
Yeah. No,
that's why you got it, yeah.
You don't remember if it was you? Does it give you a date, time, and location?
It was during the day. It was actually over in Brewster, and I was doing some work in a school, or one of us was, but I can't be sure it was me. I just know it was my truck, and doesn't take a picture who was driving.
Was it a red light or a school bus?
It was a school bus.
Oh.
Yeah, so they got the picture of the front and the rear of the van with the plate, and like I said, it caused a bit of an argument amongst us because we couldn't prove prove who was driving.
Right.
But it was like $250.
Just always go with a new guy.
$250.
It's your fault, Bob.
And it gets tied back because it matters if whoever the registered owner is, right?
Yeah.
That's who's going to get the ticket, not the driver.
And then the insurance goes up, I would imagine.
For that person.
Exactly.
The business, I'm sure. But
and it's violator funded, too, meaning the cities and towns, like Bridgeport, for example, they didn't pay anything for the equipment. It's all violator funded, which is a fancy way of saying
pay for itself.
People, drivers, pay for it. So you pay your $250. Portion of that, the company, Bus Patrol, that's the name of the company, they keep a portion of it, and that's what pays for the equipment, the monitoring, the processing, etc. And then Bridgeport, in this case, gets the rest of the money.
Gotcha.
So there's no dole out of taxpayer money for this.
That's good.
No. Just a guy driving.
Right.
Right.
All right, Matt. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Jeff Dedarian, News 8 in studio, doing a story tonight at 6 about AI cameras now added to buses in Bridgeport. But now, is this expanding through Connecticut?
They're trying to expand it, but it's only in Bridgeport now, which was a little surprising to me when I, worked on this, because if it's violator funded, then you'd think other places would have it. They did say that they are in discussions with other cities and towns in Connecticut to add it. I asked them, obviously, which ones. They said, look, we don't want to say anything yet until we have it, nailed down.
Locked
but
in.
Surprise. Yeah.
But it's not widespread. And the other thing, too, is in order for a person to get a ticket, this is a state law. That's why, obviously, you get a ticket. A police officer has to see you go through it.
Right.
In other places. So we talked to the cops and they're like, look, we can't we don't even have enough people to do the job every day. So now we
your
can't
follow up on this will be if you can successfully fight it. You should grab numbers of some of these people.
Right.
And then the follow up is.
Exactly. Exactly.
What is it like to fight? Oh, really? One? Hold on. All right. Hold on, Christina. We're going to come back to you.
Don't move.
Bill in Westbrook.
Hey, I think you just answered my question. Hazmat. One of my drivers, I was behind him, I was picking him up. Bus stopped, he stopped naturally. He's got his flashers on because he's hazmat. Guys goes over the double yellow. I got it on camera around the bus, around my truck, and off he goes. Cops tell me, well, we didn't see it, so we can't ticket it. But I think you just answered the question. They, if I guess the municipality is the one that's actually buying the cameras and engaging, then they'll take care of their own because it's their own equipment. I really don't know. But I was really surprised. Do you find that happening? And I guess you do because you just said that does happen.
So you could show the footage to the cops and they will say, well, we didn't see it.
Yeah, that's what they told me.
Yeah, that's true.
Even though
they have
footage,
to see it. They have to see it. They have to physically
witness
it. In other words, they would have to be at every stop, location for a bus in order to actually give you the physical ticket. That's the rub here, because they can't be everywhere.
No, but if he has footage of
it,
footage, and he can't show the cops the footage.
It could be doctored,
because they weren't there.
Right.
Right. But it could be, to AJ's point, it could be doctored.
Okay, but how many times has footage been submitted as evidence in court cases?
Every time I was there.
All the security footage. Yeah. All right. All right. Thank you. All right. Is the school bus driver still on? Or did we lose the school bus driver? Line 8. Jeff Dedarian, News 8, is in studio. He's doing a story that's going to air tonight at 6 about AI cameras on school buses now. It's picking off people in Bridgeport and sending them tickets. What is your name? Janine?
Yes.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. You're a Long Island school bus driver?
Hey. Yeah, we've had it for a while now, about a couple of years, the school bus tickets.
Okay. And
you've had these AI cameras?
Yes, we have the cameras that give out the tickets on Long Island, yes, $250 tickets.
Nice.
Okay, does it seem to be working?
Well, yes and no. I think it still needs a little bit of, it needs to be tweaked a little bit.
What does it need?
Well, I feel like people are unaware of what they should do because 9 out of 10, when I put my yellows on, which is a warning, that's pretty much when you should start to slow down and stop.
We just had this conversation
during
the break.
Just stop.
What do we all do when we see yellow light?
I freeze.
Book it. The kids aren't jumping off the bus during the yellow. All right? They're not even getting out of their seats until the bus comes to a complete stop. So we're getting the ticket.
Pretty
while
much, but that is...
The bus is still moving.
You're... No. You're getting the ticket once that stop sign goes out and the reds go on. But your warning is those yellow lights.
But once you're in that sphere of
the
stop,
yellow lights, because
sorry to interrupt you. Once you're in the sphere of the red triple lights, they call them.
Yeah.
Then you're in that zone. And
what are you doing there? You weren't supposed to be there.
I mean, you shouldn't be. Yeah. You shouldn't be in the red zone. You shouldn't be in that in front. You should not be in front of that bus when it stopped. Is that, do we agree on that? I mean. You think
exactly.
about it?
There's Jazz? A lot of things that
I mean,
people...
come on.
Yeah, people
Get
need
out.
To do their... They need to do their homework and realize that, you know, there's... You know, I have people that go right through my reds, and they are in a trance. They don't even see... I blow my horn, and they still don't see me. They're especially... You know, people are so busy listening to things on the radio. They're on their phone.
Hey.
Don't blame us.
Yes, they should be.
No.
Don't change that
you
dial.
Can still
Leave
be
it there.
A good driver.
Do not
you
touch
still
it.
Be instead a good driver.
Instead of texting and chasing Facebook, things like that, you know.
What's Facebook?
Yeah.
Facebook.
Yeah. It's just, you know, and a lot of people don't realize that the smaller buses are picking up special needs kids, and sometimes it takes a little time to get those kids onto the bus. You know, there's a lot of things with that need to be addressed, because it does take some time to get those kids. Sometimes they don't want to get on the bus. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What kid did?
I drive a big bus. I don't drive the small ones, but it's just that people are, and they get mad. You know, they get mad because they think I'm going to wait for them to go through before I put my stop sign out. And I'm not going to do that.
No,
you got to stop.
Do they look at you as they go by, or do they make pretend like you're not even there? Like, do you lock eyes with them?
Oh, it depends. Either. Oh, I do. And some of them are in a trance. They're clueless. And some of them throw their hands up and think that I'm going to wait for them to go through
Nuts.
Before I put my stop sign out. And listen, that's, yeah. Oh, I get people, they throw their hands up, they scream at me. I do what I got to do.
Yeah.
You know, I just.
Well, thanks for what you do. It's a thankless job. And you don't get paid a lot.
No, nope.
I love my job.
Good.
I have to say.
And then what happens on the bus, right?
Long Island, we get paid pretty I get paid pretty well in Long Island.
Oh, I don't know if the Connecticut bus drivers want to hear this. What do you get paid?
Roughly.
Oh, I mean, right now I've been doing it 6 years. I think I'll tell you, I don't care. I'm making about $34 an hour.
Nice.
It's not bad.
No.
How many hours a day?
I don't care. Yeah.
How many hours a day?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Because it's part-time.
Well,
I do sport.
Well, it depends. It's really not, like with me, I'm not really part-time because I do sports and I do, you know, high school, middle school. So, you know, I'm working a lot. I work until late at night sometimes.
Okay.
So it depends on what job. You know, some people retire, they just want to do a couple hours, but yet I work, like, I'm pretty much full-time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you think there should be school bus?
I'm going to wrap it up.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Janine. And be careful.
Yeah.
All right. One more quick call. Rob in Bridgeport, you got a ticket?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I'm sending in my paperwork so I can argue the point that I was not in front of the bus when the sign was out. I was past it, and then I got the ticket anyway.
Where were you?
It was Bridgeport-Stratford line.
Okay. But your car, when the picture was taken, was where?
Was in the midst of a turn at right at the bus.
But
I was at a four-way intersection. I was taking a right, and they were stopped at the sign. They were coming to a stop at the sign. and they're going to put their signs out, but the signs were not out when I took the right-hand turn.
Did you see the bus with the lights on?
I did not. The lights were not on when I was going past the bus. And then when I was past the bus, they took a picture of my license plate, and then the stop sign on the bus was out at that point. So I'm going to argue the point that I did not.
I would argue just to say,
yeah, yeah. Happens,
the rate of reversal, the rate of reversal is very low.
Okay,
very low.
Yeah.
Is it just a picture or is it a video?
It's video.
Yeah, that's tough.
That's tough. Yeah, video.
It's video. And again, it's timestamp. It's GPS location, coordinates, like it's NASA stuff.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's hard. It's hard.
But good luck.
All right. Good luck, man.
All right, thanks.
All right. Let us know. That's the good follow-up.
Yep.
Anyone got out of it? Doesn't sound like...
Not many.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't happen.
Someone said I should do, like, city buses, too. People who don't stop for people across, you know, regular...
They're going to do it everywhere. They're going to do it with red lights.
It's revenue.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they want to apply AI to stuff, they should apply it to these traffic lights.
Meaning how long
you stop every 5 feet.
Oh, right.
Yep.
You know, you're worried about the planet. Organize this to where we're not stopping. If you go from New Haven to 84,
yeah,
you're stopping a million times.
Yes,
every light, you're stopping.
Right. Right.
You know?
And when there's no traffic or cars on the other side,
yep.
You just sit there. Exactly.
You're just sitting there.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yep. Well, it sounds like a good story. You're going to have a lot of people watching it tonight.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah. And, you know, it's just an important thing. And the video really tells the story, right? When you see the video and the kids, and we highlight some of the video, you know, the kids that just are walking in the path of the bus. So just, you know, people just got to watch out for this stuff, you know, because all it takes is it's cliche, but it just takes a second.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, no, it's important stuff. Jeff, thanks for coming in.
Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it.
News 8.